never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, kids. Now you get out there and remember, red means stop, green means go.
So let's go. So crazy.
And this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave Pollock. We're here in the iHeartRadio studios down in Tribeca, New York. We're here with County Clare.
It's me.
We're here with John McDonough.
Checking in.
And JFK Mike.
Yes.
All right, it's been an interesting week. A little later in the show, we have a recall. It's National Pizza Month, in case you don't know. Scott from Scott's Pizza Tours will be with us. We'll talk about sponsorship. And this week we'll also talk about the hearing for a medallion value task force at the city council and other meetings and the New York Post op-ed, which was interesting. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Hey, guys, did you ever have to cancel a hotel flight or a airline's reservation?
Probably not, but I know what the story is. You're in a very unique situation, Dave.
It is a scary prospect. I've been blessed in that I haven't had to do that, but I've heard the horror stories.
I grew up in the Bronx. My whole life I wanted to go to Puerto Rico to get away from the Puerto Ricans in the Bronx and see real Puerto Ricans. No. My friends, my next door neighbors are Puerto Rican, and they said, come on down. You know, we have family down there. We'll be down there the same time as you. So I bought tickets, airline tickets. One airline's going down, a different airline coming back, and rented a hotel, a room at a hotel that was on the ocean. And that was for the first week in November. So I mentioned last week when I tried, I figured let me call customer service at Hilton. That's the best way to cancel the hotel room. And because when I tried calling the hotel, obviously there's no number. There's no phone lines. I don't even know if the hotel is standing anymore because it was located on the ocean. So I'm speaking to customer service. And I explain the whole situation, and I explain that I can't reach the hotel because it's on the ocean, and it's probably has been destroyed. And these words of wisdom come out of a Hilton customer service person. Oh, you have to cancel this room directly with the hotel. So, after hanging up on her,
shocking.
There was a way to do it online, and it was seamless. It actually worked. I canceled my room online. But I had a different experience with American Airlines. Online doesn't work with American Airlines. So the Hilton, don't call customer service. Cancel your rooms online. Okay? Gosh, I call customer service, and the recording comes on and says, your approximate waiting time will be between 6 and 9 minutes. And I'm like, oh, gee, 10 minutes, this will work into my schedule perfect for the morning today. This is actually great. And I listened to commercials for American Airlines for 5 minutes, and then a recording came on and said, we apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold if you want to speak with a representative. Now, I'm figuring after 5 minutes, within a minute or two or three or four, I'm going to speak with a representative. 5 more minutes of commercials, then the same apology recording. Then 5 more minutes of commercials. I mean, this went on and on. I just wanted to speak to a human being. I wanted to cancel my flight. That's all I wanted to do.
The human beings are gone. There are no more human beings on Earth.
I mean, it's hard enough getting a flight in or out because there's only 2 flights or 3 flights in or out, and most of them are for supplies going in. And so finally, after 37 and a half minutes... someone picked up the phone at American Airlines, explained everything. She had and I said, look, I'd like a refund based on the circumstance because there's nowhere for me to go down there. And she got back to me in 6.5 minutes and said, not a problem. We'll give you a credit towards another flight. I said, you're not going to refund my money. No, sir. I'm not going to refund the money. We'll give you a credit. So American Airlines, I now have a credit with American Airlines. But JetBlue, I canceled online going down. It took me 2 minutes, and then I got an email that the money's been refunded to my account, the credit card that
Very efficient.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So, you know, companies have to, they need emergency plans for emergency situations.
Right.
And major companies just don't have it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing about JetBlue. I love JetBlue, personally. That's my opinion.
I won't tell your girlfriend.
Right. Get nothing for saying that, by the way. And the one thing with this disaster in Puerto Rico with the hurricane is you had the disaster in Haiti with the earthquake in that they are huge tourist economies. So on the one hand, you have people on the news saying, we need help, we're devastated, everything is... But at the same time, you're kind of like closing down the tourism of any kind to Puerto Rico moving forward. So it's a bit of a balance between trying to get help for the island and keeping that industry alive long-term versus the help that you need short-term. So it's quite a mess down there. I know when there was the Haitian earthquake, I had Haitian cabbies telling me that people said, how can you go to Haiti after an earthquake? This is horrible. It's like, hey, you know, the Haitians down there who work in the service industry want the tourism and the cruise liners to come down to Haiti because they work there and they live there and it's their bread and butter. So I just hope it all works out. And I know a lot of cabbies and people are getting themselves together with, charities and stuff to send help.
I'm attending a charity this week.
You want to give us some ink?
One evening.
You want to give us some ink?
Actually, I don't right now.
Okay.
I don't right now.
By the way.
I am attending on the 4th. I'm attending a fundraiser for Puerto Rico to help the people down there. And there are so many different fundraisers. You know, I have a personal peeve against the Red Cross. I'm not going to get into it about how they spend their money and what they did after 9/11. So I don't want to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But anything you do to help is a positive thing. And once again, John, Mike, Claire, and myself, we stand behind brothers and sisters down in Puerto Rico who are going through a horrific time. Now, speaking of a horrific time, so last night, driving in Manhattan across 44th Street, get to 9th Avenue, and the light turns red. There's one car in front of me, and I notice it has TC plates. He's right in the middle of 44th Street, so I can't go to the left or the right around him if I had to. The light turns green, but all this time, I notice a woman with a phone on the corner. And as the light turns green, she walks over to that car, opens the back door, and she's talking to the driver, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and finally, I have to start honking my horn, because now there's 10 seconds left for even one car to cross 9th Avenue.
You know how they count
Street.
Down on the light?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't care, took a time, she looked at me, gave me a nasty look, gets in the car with just, closes the door with zero time, and as the light turns red, that Uber car in front of me goes through the light, and I'm stuck there. And I overreacted, of course, yelling at nobody in the car. But, come on. If you're going to pick somebody up, yellow cab drivers know, you pull to the curb. If we don't pull 12 inches to the curb, we can get a summons. This guy was 12 feet from the curb.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the rules are not for him.
Yep. There's a glut of Uber cars on the street running buck wild as we speak. And brings us, I think, to the city council meeting. Dave, you were there front and center, so thank you very much for attending that city council meeting. What the heck was that thing about last week?
On Monday, the New York City Council held a hearing to put together, they wanted opinions or solutions, but opinions for a taxi medallion value task force that they're going to be putting together. And first, the chairman of the Transportation Committee spoke, and I'll just take a few lines that I highlighted from his testimony. In 2011, the state authorized the city to sell 2,000 new medallions between November 2013 and March 2014. The TLC auctioned 400 of those, but no further sales have occurred since. Observers cite a variety of factors behind the decline in the medallion market, in particular increased competition for both passengers and drivers from app-based for-hire vehicle services such as Uber and Lyft, which, as for-hire vehicles, are not subject to the same rules regarding fares, vehicle specifications, or accessibility, and whose overall vehicles' numbers are not capped. Daily fare box revenues for yellow taxis were 10% lower in December 2016 than in the prior year, and 25% lower than in December 2012. Total yellow taxi trips per day in April 2017 were down almost 16% compared with April 2016, and down 33.7% compared to April 2010.
Wow.
7 years ago.
Wow.
Many taxis sit idle instead of being operated and serving passengers. There have been a series of actions to alleviate the unnecessary constraints on the taxi industry. For example, in March 27, certain laws which eliminated the distinction between individual and mini-fleet medallions, in addition to loosening other requirements related to medallion ownership and lowering the medallion transfer tax. There's a universal license now. There's a pilot program that allows drivers to pay a percentage of their earnings during a shift to lease a cab instead of having to pay a flat fee up front. And the chairman also cited the rule and who is going to be appointed. It'll have 11 members. The commissioner of the Taxi and Limousine Commission is one. A taxi cab medallion owner who is not required to drive, and one who is an individual who represents institutions that lends money for the purpose of purchasing or financing cabs. The public advocate, one member appointed by the mayor, five members appointed by the speaker, and a member to be appointed by the mayor and the speaker. The appointed people must be appointed within 60 days. So that's what the gist was about, and that's what the chairman of the New York City Transportation Committee stated. Then we had, the first speaker was Mira Joshi, the chairwoman of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. And, you know, she mentioned some of the things they did, like the city transfer tax. In case you folks don't know, whenever a medallion is transferred, 5% of the value of that transfer, whatever it is, if it was $1, 5 cents goes to the city of New York. So if it was $100,000, $5,000 went to the city of New York. The city reduced the transfer tax from 5% to 0.5%. And she also mentioned that medallions transferred privately for $360,000 in 2004 and $1.1 million in 2014. And she gave a list of the different prices. But most recently, she stated that this month there were two large sales. One selling bank financed the purchase of 49 medallions at $335,000 per medallion. And in another single lot of 46 medallions, they sold for $186,000 each. During the same time, for-hire vehicle sector has grown to historical proportions. From 2011 to the present, the number of for-hire vehicles more than doubled from 35,000 to roughly 90,000. Today, the Taxi and Limousine Commission licenses more than 170,000 drivers who can operate both the taxi and the for-hire vehicle sector. During this period, this is interesting. The FHV sector, total annual trips and annual fare box decreased. In 2011, taxis made 216 million trips. In 2016, they made 130 million trips.
Wow.
In 2011, they generated 2.3 billion in fares. And in 2016, they generated about $1.8 billion in fares.
Dave, I wanted to ask you one question on this. This task force, and I get very leery when I hear about committees being sent up and set up and task force. Will their recommendations be binding, or can it be ignored by the industry?
Well, one thing we have to make sure of, that this, you know, it's very late in the game, but you have to understand something. Ethan Gerber said it best, and he's been on the show before. And he was talking about the auctions where people bought medallions. And he said, thousands of buyers of these cabs, many relatively low-income people, many of them immigrants, trusted New York City and invested in New York City by buying these medallions. Over the last 3 years, These trusting New Yorkers saw their life savings destroyed while the city council and the TLC did nothing to help them. The TLC tells us the price structure of our fares and the lease structure of our drivers. They dictate what our contract must look like, even what the vehicles we're allowed to own are. Uber and Lyft, on the other hand, are left to their own devices. The TLC requires half our vehicles to be wheelchair accessible. There's no such requirement for Lyft and Uber. We are required to have ample parking so our cars don't clog every available parking space. There's no such requirement for Uber or Lyft. We are required to have partitions in our vehicle. Partitions stop the communication between passenger and driver and interfere with air conditioning. No such requirement for Uber and Lyft. Our passengers pay a 50-cent surcharge for the MTA. There's no such requirement for Uber and Lyft. So basically he's saying either tighten their regulations or loosen ours.
Dave, real quick, I just want to jump in. One driver brought up a great point with the taxi meter for yellow cabs. Has Uber or any of these other companies ever had their mileage calibrated by the government weights and measures auspices? Because the yellow cab goes for a mile run. They get their meter checked at inspection. Every time you turn around, the yellow cabs are getting their meters checked on the street, just on spot checks. I'm just wondering if Uber and all these other companies besides yellow cabs and besides green cars, have they had their mileage things calibrated by weights and measures? Because they say, okay, it's a five-mile trip. We're going to charge you sometimes.
Not by weights and measures, Mike. But okay. What we were told, because you're a smart guy, and there were a lot of smart people when this effort to fight and for equalization started three or four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought that up. And I was told that, well, they use satellites. They're even better than a meter, and that wasn't true. It's usually within 100 to 200 feet.
Hmm.
So that's acceptable to the powers that be.
Hmm.
No, they're not under weights and measures. And for those of you who don't know, New York State has a weights and measures division.
Right.
And every New York City taxi meter, once a year, has to go for a mile run, we call it, to make sure that we don't overcharge by 1 foot, by 1 inch, that you're paying by the mile the right way. Satellites, well, great. Hopefully, 100 to 200 feet doesn't make a difference when they're surcharging you 2%, two times the fare, you know, or these horror stories. It's going to only cost me $258 to go from Lower Manhattan to Bay Ridge.
Well, I mean, it begs the question, are the satellites calibrated as we go into the third millennium here? I mean, do we have weights and measures calibrating the satellite mileage? How about that?
Yeah, and I know you want to be the first guy out there checking it, right?
Well, we'll send them up there.
GD right, my brother.
Dave, were there
WWJD.
Well, let me just say our phone number is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. One interesting thing the chairman did, he introduced Gloria Guerra, who's been a caller into the show, and her husband, and said to the council members, this is the real face of the New York City taxi industry. It's not that guy you heard about that owned 1,000 medallions. Yeah, he was an anomaly. You know, there's one or two of those guys. That's it. The face of the New York City medallion industry are first-generation Americans here, second-generation Americans here, who were guaranteed that the right of street hail was their exclusive right. And partnered with New York City, believed New York City was their partner, saved up money with their borrowed money from their families, maxed out credit cards. I'm sorry?
You mean?
Well, Dave, were there any recommendations? What should be, and what I believe should be, if you want to work in the city, you have to give the option that through your app you can hail a yellow cab. When Uber first came into town, they put that in front of the TLC and said, oh, listen, we're going to have that option for yellow cabs. And I tell you, it was very valuable driving, having that Uber option, particularly when they ran out of cars, the business came over to the yellow cab. Now, that was put to every app that comes into the city that, okay, if you're going to work in the city, you have to give passengers the option to go and get a yellow cab.
It's interesting. Here's an email from Tom. I I took Saturday night off to take my girlfriend out. I used the Curb app to try to get a yellow or green cab. None accepted. I was very disappointed. I had to use Lyft. We shouldn't just accept rides when it's slow. And that's the problem.
Yep.
There's been a lack of marketing for the two New York City TPEP apps. One is Curb. One is Arrow, A-R-R-O. And the Curb is C-U-R-B. And then there's a third app for drivers, which we'll talk about, Lacus. Okay, Lacus saves drivers hours a day. If you want a cab within 15 minutes of your home, you give your information to New York City Taxi Group over there, and you go online, and if there's an available cab, you can take any kind of car you want to that available cab.
Now, this is for the drivers, you're saying.
That's for the drivers.
That's great.
You know what? We have a caller right now. I just mentioned Gloria Guerra. She's calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Gloria, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, good evening. Hi, everyone.
Hey,
how
Gloria.
Are you?
Hi, Gloria.
Hi. So it was quite an experience. You're in the chambers of the City Council in New York City, and they're the chairman of the Transportation Committee. In the middle of all this going on, asks you and your husband to step up to the podium. What did that feel like, and what are your feelings about everything going on?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank all the councilmen that had the guts to come forward and at least try to help us out in this situation. One of the things that I have to say that everybody's saying that we need to get bailed out. No, we need to take back what the city sold us. We don't want no hand downs. We work really hard. We won what we had. And that's what we really need at this point. We're fighting. I also want to mention something that Yodani Rodriguez mentioned to me. All those taxi drivers owners, which is 6,000 of them, it's a shame that they don't come and join us. Here we are losing days of work, working hard, going to our councilman, and they take it for granted. That's the only thing they do is complain, but they don't come forward. We need them there. We need to show that there's all of us together.
Right.
So
solidarity.
We can fight.
Yes.
Hmm?
Exactly.
Solidarity.
You're 100% right.
Sure.
They should be ashamed. They should be ashamed. Because how can you give the city all this money and just sit back and wait for do what? If you don't fight about it, you got to be a fighter. You got to fight for what belongs
be
to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't give up.
One of the things that I testified to, besides, I believe that the reason the medallion values dropped is because the drivers migrated away from the industry. Owner drivers, for the most part, drive their own cabs. A lot of them lease, and that's a whole other story. I don't want to get into it. But you can drive your own cab if you own your own medallion. If you rely on drivers and the workforce leaves, all of a sudden your major problems become nuisances. You need any industry. Without a workforce, there is no industry. So the problem seems to be the drivers not wanting to drive these wheelchair-accessible vehicles, which, by the way, are not hybrids. Okay, this is 2017. We're going up to 2018. There is no hybrid wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Drivers like driving hybrids. Why? Because they save money.
Yep.
So you'll see wheelchair-accessible vehicles without drivers at taxi garages, and there's over 800 medallions in storage right now at the Taxi and Limousine Commission. I wouldn't be surprised if most of those were wheelchair-accessible medallions as well. So there's a 30-cent surcharge that you folks pay on each fare in a yellow cab, and that goes to the purchase of a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, and the driver gets 50 cents on each fare if he's driving a wheelchair-accessible vehicle. So my idea, or our idea, I should say, is a surcharge on every app-based fare. Put a surcharge on their fares and give that surcharge to the TIF, the Taxi Cab Improvement Fund, for the yellow drivers. Okay, so instead of 50 cents a fare, give the drivers $3 a fare. So he knows if he works, if he has 25 fares, he's going to pick up $75 without anything on the meter, and I believe that'll bring drivers back. What do you think, guys?
I think one of the other impediments, particularly at garages, it is the 12-hour shift. I mean, the reason you listen to WINS and Uber's always advertise, drop your kids off at school and then start work and work a couple of hours and then go here and there. And once you get caught up in the 12-hour shift at the garage, I mean, it is just painstaking staying out there for 12 hours. If you could do six, even, God forbid, an eight-hour day, which we used to have in here in America, that, you know, never mind the medallion owner who's working 14 to 16 hours. I mean, those are killer shifts.
Well, that's why that Lacus app, you can sign on and you can drive for 3 hours.
Right, that to me is great.
Your kids in... You know, your kid's in preschool, you only want to work while your child's in preschool, work for those hours, 6 hours, whatever it is. And then drop the car off legally wherever you want to. I mean, it's a great idea, and it's something that really has picked up a lot. Drivers want it.
Well, it's an idea that's long overdue, in my opinion, because, I mean, you got like an old goat like me and Johnny Boy in the corner here. I mean, we're not really down with working 12 hours, 14 hours.
So,
I mean, we're not really down with working at all, to tell you the truth. You know, I mean, work
well,
is
I'm
going to
double your
word.
Salary next week, guys.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get double or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you, just I'm glad to hear there is some plan in the works for a cabbie who wants to jump out for 6 hours or 7 hours, and that's long overdue. I think it's great.
Next day after the hearing, a New York Post reporter, he had a little blurb in there about a surcharge. And the day after that, there was an op-ed. The editorial board of the New York Post put it in and basically said it's wrong for the Ubers of the world to bail out the taxis. There was no promise the prices would go up. And in a free market, you know, they knew what they were getting in. Well, I have news for you folks, okay? The New York City taxi industry isn't a free market. In a free market, the government doesn't tell you how much it can charge. In a free market, the government doesn't tell you what year's vehicle you can buy and what kind of vehicle, okay? In a free market... they don't take the stickers with the rates off the doors. The government did. That's transparency for you. They took away your right to know what the fare is on the doors because they're the government. And it's a free market. We had no say in it whatsoever. The last taxi medallion auction, the city made at least $350 million.
Yep.
Okay.
He gets.
But it's a free market. And now they're saying we're not entitled. The medallion owners like Gloria... Okay, who's lost her life savings, who has no retirement fund anymore, she's not entitled to get money back?
Yeah, well, I also said, I was talking with a friend of mine, I said, one of the other things the city of New York did, now these are first-generation immigrants, a lot of these guys and gals, who bought these medallions, so I think they have blind faith and trust in the city of New York. Like, when the city of New York sells bonds, they say the faith and credit of the city of New York to buy bonds, okay? Now, I'm not saying a medallion is like a bond, but when they sold medallions directly issued from the city of New York, they did, in fact, say this is an upset bid price, which meant you couldn't bid less than that price.
That's exactly right. They set the prices. You're absolutely right. So, Gloria, thank you for calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Quentin, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, hi, Taxi Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm from Long Island City. I work for Midtown Operating Corp. And just real quick, knowledge is power. I'd like to reach out to all the taxi drivers and just inform them of things that I have learned. And if you reported these already, I certainly apologize. Okay, so real quick, Fifth Avenue is going to get dual bus lanes now. The two right lanes on Fifth Avenue, just exactly like Madison Avenue, from 34th to 61st Street will be 24-hour only bus lanes, and the DOT plans to implement that by the winter time.
Oh, really? So which avenues are going to be only taxi lanes, have only taxi lanes? Do you know?
Yeah, exactly. But
the ones to the cemetery.
So it's aggravating. Believe me, I feel your pain when I'm out there. A couple more things I've learned. 43rd Street between 3rd and Lex is going to be off limits for motor vehicles next spring. It's going to be like a shared street for deliveries only. And that's actually part of the East Midtown rezoning. And another component of that, Park Avenue in Midtown eventually will be reduced to two travel lanes and then left turn bays. That's not imminent. That's going to be a year or two, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Two more things. If anybody from the DOT is listening to this, please hear me out. Two things that really mess up traffic that's unnecessary, in my opinion. Number one, on Varick and Houston Street, southbound Varick on the right-hand side, that stupid pedestrian island. Not only is that unnecessary, but it's also dangerous because the M21 bus now has to jump across an extra lane of traffic to avoid that. That right turn bay, which was really dumb when I put that in a year ago.
All right. Unfortunately, Quentin, I want to thank you so much for calling the Taxi Dave Show and informing us about the things that are going to happen. But we have to take a break. We have to make some money, and we'll get into that soon. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We'll also talk about John's going to be internationally famous very soon.
Yes.
Why? Am I being arrested?
About
time.
We have one big recall coming up, and we'll talk a little more about the lack of sap if we can. Okay, the Giants lost, by the way. They're now 0-4, the last in the division. There's only four teams that are 0-4 out of 32. Jets are 2-2. And Tuesday night, the Yankees play in their playoff game. What could I tell you? Anyway, stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Come on down to a real killer of a house party at the always new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York, 9 miles south of Woodbury Commons. Scream your way through 7 blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The multi-award-winning Forest of Fear was voted scariest in the state and a must-see haunt. The Forest of Fear, Carnival of the Damned.
Oh, not close.
The Slaughterhouse. Morningwood Cemetery, the all-new Hot Zone, and so much more, all for one price. Don't miss the Forest of Fear, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, October 6th through October 29th.
Though we find them very tasty.
The Forest of Fear is not recommended for children 12 and under. Save $5 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Print coupons at theforestoffear.com or enter code SCARYCLOWN when you buy your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Herland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Herland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Herland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PerlinBrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to PerlinBrokerage.com.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around.
set out to run, but I take my time. My plan does the devil is a hand in my hand. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Get there from here. Here's an email. Hey, Dave, I hear O.J. Simpson is now driving for Uber. Not sure if he can charge for an Uber X with a Bronco, but he passed the background checks.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that one.
Welcome home,
and here is
OJ.
A wonderful email from Carolyn. Carolyn is an avid listener, a medallion owner, and she wrote, "You cannot go off the air. There's too much going on now. A number of court cases are being heard this month, for instance. If we lose you, it would be like losing Roosevelt and his fireside chats during the Depression and World War II."
Oh,
wow. Wow.
That's high praise.
Oh, that's heavy. Yeah. That's heavy, wow. Dave.
Thank you,
it's
Carolyn.
True.
I really appreciate that. Real quick one here. Thanks for broadcasting that segment about accessibility of taxis to guide dog users. Just this past week, I was assisting a colleague of mine who is blind and uses a guide dog at 3rd Avenue and 25th Street. Two taxi cabs refused service to my colleague. Oh. They both were shouting at my colleague, "Illegal to take dogs! Illegal to take dogs!" So this is not an isolated problem. My colleague told me it happens all the time. So thank you for publicizing this important topic. When I call the TLC about this, they say taxi drivers can refuse service to patrons with service animals if the cab driver is allergic. The ADA says the driver cannot claim allergies as a reason for refusing. So is it possible that the TLC itself is in violation of ADA? I would think that federal law would supersede any law regulation of this regard. Thank you for the service you provide. Your show is great. I'll tell all my friends about it. Thank you, Mike from the Bronx. Appreciate that email. Thank you very much.
How do you know if the driver isn't afraid? Some people are definitely afraid of animals.
The law says you have to take a guide dog if someone
is
blind.
And there's a separation now, particularly with the new taxi of tomorrow, that they couldn't even get near you with the solid partition.
Oh, good.
I know my cat scratched the hell out of me yesterday, so I'm afraid of cats moving in. But dogs are still okay.
Akeem. Oh, my God. You know, it's like sitting here with him, Dave.
Akeem.
Akeem?
Yeah, Taxi Dave. Hello.
Hello.
Taxi Dave, with your permission, I had a vote with Governor Cuomo. And I really want to ask Governor Cuomo to help us out and give us a loan with a very low interest rate, like, let's say, 3%. Whatever you want to call it, maybe you want to call it a bailout. Give us a loan with 3% that we will be able to pay our mortgages.
Right.
Now wait a minute. I wanna give Governor Cuomo an example, a good example. I terribly miss President Obama. We all remember what he did 5 years ago. President Obama was a man of conviction and courage. He gave $800 billion to the U.S. automakers and saved them from total bankruptcy. Now, Governor Cuomo, being a Democrat, why can't he follow President Obama's footsteps? So give us a loan, please, at 3%, that we won't be under pressure so much.
Yep.
So what are you saying? Taking the loans you have now and having the state refinance them at 3%? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want the New York State Governor Cuomo to give me money at 3% interest.
Give you money? And what are you going to do with the money? What's the money going to be used for?
To pay the mortgage on the medallion.
To pay off the loans you have now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, pay it off. And then I will be owing the money directly to New York State.
Interesting.
Hold on. I know the financial institutions like banks, they get money from Federal Reserve at 0.5% or maximum 1%. So take the money from Federal Reserve at 1% and give it to us at 3%.
Thank you. You know, that's providing the governor wants to help the New York City taxi industry. Well, you know what? Maybe he will, because he's not getting along with de Blasio. So maybe he'll say, well, Blasio's not doing what, the guys, the medallion owners think he should be doing. So maybe I'll do something and be a hero here. Why not?
Well, the one thing I want to thank Cuomo for is every cab driver's dream came true this morning when Governor Cuomo had the demolition team and blew up the old Kosciuszko Bridge. You can go to Reddit today. Kosciuszko, I'm sorry. Send your letters to someone else. I'm sorry. Kosciuszko.
You know what? I was watching that this morning. He looked like Captain Ahab in the Newton Creek as he was sailing away from the bridge there.
Yeah. Uh-oh. But anyway, they got a new and improved Kosciuszko, and we're very thankful to Governor Cuomo for the new Kosciuszko, and also for helping to straighten out LaGuardia. So Cuomo is maybe he's having an epiphany, and the next thing could be the 3% loans to help bail out cabbies who are, drowning in debt. Not even underwater, but drowning in debt from the cabs, medallions that they bought directly from the city, and it's a mess. So they should help bail out the taxi industry. We've been here for 75 years. We need help. We need help. So we put it on the table right now. It's election year. Let's get it done.
Karen wants you to know that the MTA taxes are due by October 20th, so that'll be for the third quarter. On every fare that you take a yellow cab, there's a 50-cent surcharge. So the yellow cabs are giving money to their competitors, to the MTA. Okay? We're collecting, we're tax collectors, 50 cents on each fare, and we collect it and we give it to New York State, who gives it to the MTA. And that money is due quarterly, it's due October 20th. And that's why charging a surcharge on Uber fares, for example, may not be a bad idea. Okay, and as long as it goes to the yellow fund, so the yellow drivers can make some more money.
Right.
Okay? And here's an email. If the TLC wanted to hear from medallion owners and drivers at the meetings and gatherings, they should send out emails and text messages to all licensed drivers. Most drivers have no idea what's going on and don't look at the computer.
Why not have the meeting at the JFK lot where you have maybe 500 or 600 drivers waiting to go out? Maybe go to where the drivers are, because you know yourself, Dave, there's no parking down where the TLC headquarters. There's no parking at City Hall. And they say, oh, why aren't they there? Well, go to where the cab drivers are. Go to LaGuardia. Hold the meeting there. Don't get me started.
Here's a recall. Mazda is recalling 2015 and 16 Mazda 6 vehicles. Debris from the welding process during manufacture of the front seat frame may damage the OCS. Okay, if the wiring becomes damaged, there may be a loss of power steering assist and the deactivation of the passenger airbag. That's not a good thing. The recall was expected to begin on September 29th. That's good. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, John, I want to hear about what you're doing with the Irish Repertory Theater. We're going to speak with Scott from Scott's Pizza Tours. And if we have time, we'll take some more calls. And I do have a couple of more emails. And I might even slide in a joke or two. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Come on down to a real killer of a house party at the always new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York, 9 miles south of Woodbury Commons. Scream your way through 7 blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The multi-award-winning Forest of Fear was voted scariest in the state and a must-see haunt. The Forest of Fear. Carnival of the Damned.
Oh, not close.
The Slaughterhouse. Morningwood Cemetery, the all-new Hot Zone, and so much more, all for one price. Don't miss the Forest of Fear, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, October 6th through October 29th. Though we find them very tasty, the Forest of Fear is not recommended for children 12 and under. Save $5 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Print coupons at theforestoffear.com or enter code SCARYCLOWN when you buy your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City. And that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirement.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Who can deny? Can deny? It's not just a change in style. One step on and another begun. And I wonder how things look out.
Through this, folks, one way or another. This is Taxi Dave Pollock. We're here with Karen Claire, John McDonough, JFK Mike.
Yes. Real quick, Dave, I know how rude I am when I keep interrupting, but NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com is the place. Where if you miss something on the show, you can catch up with the Taxi Dave stuff. There's great stuff on the site. NYCTaxiNews.com. I want to thank Dave for doing the great job and Claire in the background for taking care of Dave. He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
And we got John. John has some stuff coming up. John's going to be a rock star. He's a rock and roller.
I'm going to get one.
Why don't you tell us about that, John?
Danny Boy?
Yeah, I've condensed 40 years of driving a yellow cab in New York City into a one-man play called Off the Meter, On the Record at the Irish Repertory Theater from October 6th, where just Friday, where Taxi Dave and County Clare and JFK Mike will be at.
Yes.
The Irish Repertory, October 6th and November 5th, 132 West 22nd Street between 6th and 7th. And it's just 40 years of video, newspaper articles, and just some of the crazy antics I've gotten up to, and particularly with reality TV shows and how they all ended disaster, like most of my life. So
your show, The Captivist, was hysterical. No doubt.
It's now called Yo Taxi.
No. It's even morphed in from that. It is now Off the Meter, On the Record.
There you go.
So,
all right. You get a lot of information here, folks, that you don't get anywhere else. Usually, we throw in a joke here or there if we have time, and we make you smile, and we give you information. But without advertisers, without a sponsor, the Taxi Dave Show is over.
No!
So there's got to be somebody out there. We have about a month left, and, I'm not going to beg and plead, but if there's somebody with some bucks out there who likes the show, call WOR or call me. You can call that 718-706-TAXI, 718-706-TAXI, and let's try to make the Taxi Dave Show go go a little further. You know, I was coming home and the other day from Manhattan, and I hear in this traffic report brought to you by the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah.
So you get things like that, plus you get minute commercials. Mike, you heard commercials during the Rush Limbaugh show, right?
I heard you representing, and whatever your political opinion, you got to listen to Rush. He's on the station from time to time. He's on every day, but you got to listen to the Taxi Dave shout out that I heard during the Rush Limbaugh show. I couldn't believe it. And also, Dave, you got to get the radio ads on there because this is peak taxi season coming up. If you have cars sitting, I think, in my opinion, you got rocks in your head if you don't pump the advertising now, because it's crazy to have cabs sitting in October, November, and December. And also, Dave, you got the Taxi Insider paper coming out this week. You close on Wednesday for print ads. So it's one-stop shopping. You got the Taxi Insider newspaper. You got Taxi Dave every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on WOR, greatest station in the world. And, Dave, we're gonna get through this little, bend in the road here. Oh, speaking of which, I was just reminded that the Holland Tunnel, there was a truck fire inside the Holland Tunnel, so there was a little warping inside the Holland Tunnel. So you might want to... It's amazing
no.
how I was reminded of that. So you don't want warping in a tunnel. That's the one thing. But,
no warp tunnel.
No warping in our show, though. Taxi Insider and the Taxi Dave Show. Dave, what are the contact numbers? Again, real quick.
718-706-TAXI. That's it. That's what I want to hear. 718-706-TAXI. You know, the Lacus app, LACUS, that's the app. Drivers, download it. Check it out. You won't be sorry. Okay? This is going to bring... You have to be crazy not to use it. Okay? You're going to save time going back and front and forth. You're going to save money. You're going to have less fatigue. The public is going to be happier, and you can work part-time if you want. You drop the car off wherever you want, okay? It's not a problem. LACUS, Lacus app.
Oh, okay.
It is National Pizza Month, as I said. And Scott Wiener is with us right now. He runs Scott's Pizza Tours, something unique, and there's something very special going on. And what's going on is Slice Out Hunger. Okay, so there's an event where you can just pay $1 a slice, and I'll let Scott tell you all about it. Scott, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Okay, so where and when is this, and who does it help?
So, okay, this $1 slice pizza party thing is happening this Wednesday at St. Anthony's Church over on Houston and Sullivan Street, and it's a fundraiser that's going to benefit the Sylvia Center and City Harvest, which are both hunger relief and prevention organizations right here in the city.
Hmm.
Okay, and how many pizzerias participate?
It's pretty crazy this year. In the past, we've had 50, 55 pizzerias. This year, we're up to 66 pizzerias.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where is this being
that's
held again?
Terrific.
Yeah, it's going to be at St. Anthony's Church over on Sullivan and Houston. They've got this huge room in the basement that we basically set it up like almost like a bake sale. And we have the foot traffic goes across every table, and every station throughout the night will have at least two pizzerias.
So St. Anthony's on Houston Street, and
yeah,
that starts at what time Wednesday night?
That's going to start up at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, and people can buy tickets and pay $1 a slice.
Exactly. There's no fee to get in. You buy as many pizza tickets as
cool.
you need to get. And then that's it. Yeah, so you walk in with $1, you can get a slice of whatever you want to get. And there's people coming from all five boroughs and New Jersey serving their pizza. So it's going to be pretty
I see Noah,
insane.
Our engineer, his mouth is watering behind the screen. He wants to know if you sent any samples over.
Yeah, sure thing. On Wednesday, come on over. Let's get some slices.
All right, Scott. You also have pizza tours. Why don't you tell us briefly a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. I run these tours that go all over the city, all five boroughs, where we take people either in a big yellow school bus, where we go every Sunday today we went out to Staten Island and back from Manhattan, starting and finishing in Manhattan. We check out a bunch of pizzerias, take people into the kitchens, explain the oven technologies and 100-year-old coal-fired ovens, wood-fired ovens, the whole thing. And at the end of the day, everybody's had a slice from four different pizzerias and then go home and take a nap.
All right. So JFK Mike said that he's going to try to have a slice from each of the 66 pizza places that have participated.
And what a day that'll be.
Go, Mike.
Yeah. The next day is going to be even more interesting for him.
Okay,
yeah.
Scott Wiener, thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show. You heard it, folks. St. Anthony's Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Slice out hunger.
I'm there.
Very cool.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
All righty. I got to thank you guys, John and Mike. You guys have been fantastic.
They were.
Claire.
Likewise. Everybody
adds. Noah behind the glass. But, folks, we need a major sponsor, okay? If you know someone who is wealthy, if you know someone who owns whatever it is, a big business, car dealerships, what have you, you'll get commercials, you'll get previews to traffic reports all during the week on WOR. And frankly, I'll promote the heck out of you here.
And the one thing
Sunday
I got,
we are the number one talker on mm-hmm. Sunday nights mm-hmm. in New York City. This mm-hmm. is New York City. This is the world's biggest market. Okay, everywhere I go, when people, you know, if I happen to mention Taxi Dave, someone says, "Oh, I listened to that show," or as you've heard before, or my mother listens to the show, or oh, you know, you guys are funny. You know, when I'm driving down from Albany, I turn it on. It's a great show.
Right.
So I hope they're right.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. prove it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can't take it with you, folks.
And real quick, Dave, like I said, it's October, November, December. If you're a fleet and you got cabs sitting, to me, in my opinion, this is the perfect vessel, and it's very fluid and liquid, because if you have a special from 1 week to 1 week, you just say your ad on the Sunday night show. If you have a inventory, if you're stuck with inventory, you can come on the Sunday night, put your ad on the show right away, and we'll get it done.
Okay, John, do you have any last comment? We got 30 seconds.
No, just if you want to come and see what it used to be like driving in the 70s and 80s, I'll tell stories about bringing people down to cop drugs in the alphabet jungles of A, B, C, and D. Just
all right.
One of the many stories. There's 8 million stories in this city, and I'm probably going to tell all of them at the show.
Best of luck with that, John. All right, thanks all you listeners for keeping us number one. And it's time. I got to go now.
That's it!